over. Republic Bank Joy News Habitat Fair First Mini Clinic starts today at the Achimota Retail Center. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM here in Accra, on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and streaming worldwide at myjoyonline.com, X Spaces, and YouTube. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via our partner stations, including Radio Justice Tamale, Lolonyo FM Hohoi, Ngilki FM Bole, Castle FM Cape Coast, Oil City Radio Takrade, Ganga FM Jirapa, and Radio Freed in Nandom. Coming up: Supreme Court dismisses NPP-NP Kojo Ponkrome's efforts to stop criminal trials from proceeding during the legal vacation. We have details from the court where the Ofwase Ayoribi MP says he may ask for a review of the decision of the court.
We've asked for a certified copy so that we can peruse it some more, and then on the advice of counsel we'll take the next steps.
It means that you're open to applying for a review?
Very much so.
Also, public outrage grows over Bolgatanga Girls SHS authorities' decision or handling of the alleged defilement of a 14-year-old autistic student by two school watchmen, including the decision to withdraw her boarding status over a counter-allegation of sexual misconduct. PTA groups, Africa Education Watch, and others are demanding sanctions against officials found culpable.
First, act to protect the girl and not to accuse her for participating in the crime of adults. If complaints were made and the girl was not protected after the first incident and another occurred, people have been negligent, they might be sanctioned according to, you know, the rules of the Ghana Education Service.
We are live in Borga, where the two suspects have been remanded into police custody. In sports:
well, Black Stars midfielder Thomas Partey has a new home after signing a one-year contract with Saudi Pro League side Al-Shabaab.
Also coming up, the wait is over. All is set for the start of the 2026 Republic Bank Joy News Habitat Fair First Mini Clinic is already underway at the Achimota Retail Center.
Yeah, so even if I'll put them, I can put Chelsea maybe fourth or fifth. City third and United fourth. I'll put Chelsea fifth.
We are live there for the latest. And could too much sex make you run out of blood? It's a claim that has generated some interesting conversations, but the National Blood Service says the science is clear. These and more with me, Gemma Apia. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. We start from the Supreme Court. It has this morning given a clean bill of health to criminal trials happening during the legal vacation after dismissing an application to stop the trials. NPP MP for Ofwase Ayoribi, Kojo Ponkrome, has filed a suit challenging the constitutionality of the Chief Justice's warrant to some judges to sit during the legal vacation, and follow same with an application for injunction. Today, that application has been dismissed, with the court declaring that no proper case for injunction was made. Kweku Asante of our legal affairs desk was in court for us and joins me in studio with details. Kweku, let's go over the grounds for this decision.
Well, according to the justice who sat on this court, Gabriel Poaman, a single justice sitting on this court, says if you look at the substantive case, there is no constitutional, the serious constitutional issue raised for trial, and that in fact Kojo Ponkrome's case does not prove that the Chief Justice has asked the court to discriminate against persons before the court, and that in his view the discretion to issue the warrants were actually properly issued. Again, he goes on to say that the plaintiff did not show that it's a serious case to be tried. When it comes to the argument that was made by Kojo Ponkrome that the, if you look at the judges who are going to sit during the vacation, the lawyers among others, the court holds that that is not necessarily true, because the judges who will be sitting on this case during the vacation will take their vacation after this legal vacation ends. When it comes to other members of the judicial service who will be in court, they will also take their leave at another point. And lawyers are private contractors before the court who are also allowed to make their own independent leave arrangement. And that this claim that allowing judges to hold trials within the vacation breaches the right of health of these persons do not amount to anything. So ultimately, the court says the injunctive test, the test that has been laid out by the court for several years in which a court will grant an injunction in such a public case, has not been made. And as far as the court is concerned, that application ought to be refused. And so Justice Gabriel Scott Pullman refused those applications.
You spoke to Kojo Oponkoma, who says he may apply for a review of the decision.
Yes, according to Kojo Oponkoma, if you look at the reasons that Gabriel Scott Pullman puts out, this is the court literally admitting that they are treating some cases different from ones that are also in the court, and that he believes that this matter is not over yet. As soon as his lawyers get the full complement of the ruling, they will study it. Ask him specifically, is he looking at a review? He responds that that is something he is definitely looking at.
But then he proceeds to say that, in his opinion, that will not amount to a violation of the constitutional articles that we have raised in this particular matter, and that he thinks that that will even be in the interest of the accused persons. We've asked for a certified copy so that we can peruse it some more, and then on the advice of counsel we'll take the next steps.
It means that you're open to applying for a review?
Very much so, but we'll consider it.
Quick, we also heard from his lawyer, Frank Davis, who expects to receive the court's decision by 2 p.m.
Yes, in fact, as soon as the judge finished reading the ruling in court, he was on his feet to say that they want to get the certified ruling as soon as possible, and they have a 2 p.m. ceiling. Obviously, because they are looking at getting that ruling, preparing a grounds of review, if any exists, before the court's registry will close today, ahead of the court's resuming next week to continue those trials they sought to stop. I asked him if he thought that a judge had gone into the substance of the case, given that this was a mere application for injunction. Here was his understanding.
I've applied for a certified true copy of the ruling
by 2 p.m.,
which the registrar has promised so to do, but I insisted that we have the ruling by 2 p.m. So we shall apply for, when the ruling is handed to us, we shall read in detail the reason ruling and appropriately advise our client.
It was quite a lengthy and detailed one. Do you consider that the judge perhaps went into the substance of the matter? For instance, when he says that the plaintiff of Kojo Oponkoma does not disclose a serious constitutional issue to be determined by the Supreme Court.
You want to enter my head through my mouth? I just spoke to you, and I spoke very fluent and simple English.
Thank you.
You had lawyer Frank Davis ending that report by my colleague Kweku Asante. Now, there is growing public outrage over Bolgatanga Girls SHS's decision to debodernize a 14-year-old autistic female student allegedly deferred by two school watchmen. The two suspects, one aged 7 to 2, have since been arrested and are facing prosecution. But the school's decision to accuse the victim of sexual misconduct and withdraw her boarding status has triggered calls for action against the headmistress and other authorities. My colleague Fatal Bayaga joins me in studio with excerpts of the letter signed by the headmistress. Fatal, when did this incident happen?
So, Gemma, based on this letter that we have cited, it says that following an investigative report of your ward's conduct, the school has taken the decision to place your ward as a temporary day student with immediate effect. According to GS Code of Conduct for Students in Pre-Tertiary Institutions, Section 216H, the student is guilty of sexual misconduct, hence dismissal. However, from general observation, the student has a challenge, so the school recommends that she is made a day student for one academic year. Refer to the guidance and counseling unit for counseling. And then the last one, her parents should take her for medical attention and give her the necessary support.
Mm. So these are excerpts of the letter signed by the headmistress, Gifty Ayamba. Well, a number of reactions have been coming in on the back of this. The Africa Education Watch, for instance, is condemning the act and wants a full-scale investigation into the matter.
Our main concern is that safeguarding has been watered down in the management of a case involving a 14-year-old girl in school. Basic safeguarding would require that school authorities, in managing such a case, would first act to protect the girl and not to accuse her for participating in the crime of adults. A 14-year-old girl cannot have the consent to participate in sexual-related crimes. So for treating the girl as a participant in the crime, instead of seeing her as a victim, that requires detection. It's quite unfortunate, especially when this decision is being taken by people responsible for protecting the girl. It appears that there was a first complaint. We are not too sure who the complaint was made to. We are not too sure what the institutional response was. But somehow a second one occurred, which means that there were breaches in responsibility and actions at the school level, as we are made to understand. If this is the case, if complaints were made and the girl was not protected after the first incident and another occurred, people have been negligent, they might be sanctioned according to the rules of the Ghana Education Service and law.
You had the executive secretary, the executive director of Africa Education Watch, Kofi Asare. Now, general secretary for the National Council of Parent Teacher Associations, on the other hand, says not only should some school authorities be interdicted, they must be dismissed immediately.
We make two clear demands. One, administrative justice. GS must go beyond interdiction. They must dismiss those found culpable and debar them from public service. Immediately audit and vet every security officer or every non-teaching staff in every school in Ghana. Check their ages, their background and fitness. And let us end the practice of using our schools as dumping grounds for retirees. We need young, alert and well-trained personnel of character. We also demand mandatory child protection training for all staff, all school staff, with specific models for students with special educational needs. Two, judicial accountability. This is a criminal matter. We call on the Attorney General, the Director of Public Prosecutions, and the Judicial Service, or the Judiciary, to prosecute this case with the fullness extent of the law. Under Section 101 of the Criminal Offences Act for defilement, under the Children's Act, and under of the 1992 Constitution. No play bargaining whatsoever. No delays. Justice must be seen to be done.
Let's go live to the Bolgatanga and speak to our correspondent Albert Sori, because we are learning that the two suspects were put before court today. Albert, what are the charges preferred against the two?
Winter crop, it could be.
Shukla there.
We are still working.
Pakistan's Prime Minister.
We are still working the line to get to Albert Sori. When we get him, we'll bring you that interview. But we have Dr. Angela Jamna Abuaje. She's the Executive Director of ARC Foundation Ghana. Welcome to the news. How did you receive the story of an autistic girl who was allegedly raped in Bolgatanga and the school actually debauchedized her for sexual misconduct?
Well, sad, but not too surprising. Again, probably because of where we are stationed in our work. Okay. I am happy to hear the kinds of reactions that we are getting so swiftly from the Ministry of Education, from the Bolgatanga Police, from the National Association of Parents and Teachers, and so on. It's the kind of swift reactions we haven't hitherto had. If you remember some years ago, there was this big scandal of children being abused and sexually harassed in some of our tertiary institutions and our secondary institutions. It didn't draw this kind of angst. So we are getting somewhere in terms of child protection and safeguarding, and that's something that I'm happy to see.
How should the Ministry of Education be handling this case, and even the Gender Ministry?
First, they should coordinate their efforts. I think one of the issues that we have in Ghana is that there's a lot of uncoordinated efforts going on when it comes to issues around gender-based violence, sexual harassment, safeguarding issues. They coordinate their efforts and have a structured response. We do need more institutional mechanisms in our institutions, our educational institutions, our corporate institutions, and so on. It's time to have a national approach towards it, but the kind that trickles down in such a way that nobody, gets away from these kinds of safeguarding issues, especially where people are taking care of people in local parentis. You're standing as it were, where a parent should stand. And that parent has legal obligations that are delegated to you, in a sense. And you need to do that well. So it's very, very important that they have a structured and a coordinated approach. And this shouldn't happen again, even though we won't be surprised if it happens. But at least if the institutions get a sense that there is now more focus on safeguarding issues, there's a structured approach, there'll be swift justice, you know, people will be arrested or made to face whatever sanctions there are, they'll be more careful in our approach, and we will not be as victim-blaming as we are as a culture.
Dr. Angela Jamna Bwaji, thank you so much for your time. She's the Executive Director of the ARC Foundation Ghana. Albert Sori now joins us via phone. Albert, what are the charges preferred against the two watchmen?
I've been speaking to the regional police PRO. What he said is that at the moment, what they have sought to do is to ask the court to remand the suspects so they can do further investigations. And so the appearance in the first appearance in court enabled them to remand them. And at the moment, they are at the Nabongo prison. They will reappear in 2 weeks' time. And that is when we would know what charges are going to be brought against them.
And you spoke to the uncle of the girl in question. What are their concerns, the concerns of the family?
The uncle of the girl, Mr. Zotpelba, has been telling us that for the family, they are worried that the girl was not protected enough. One of the concerns he raised was how the issue of bringing the suspects before the law was delayed. But the school authority, unofficially, when I made inquiries, have also said that when the issue was first reported, they took the matter up to the Regional Education Directorate, and that is where the investigations continued. They have also raised a few issues that they say they couldn't put in the official letter because the girl is one, a minor, and also for her own protection. Some of the reasons that they have had to ask her to go home for and be a day student for 1 year are to do with her own safety in the school, issues of stigma and all of that. And so that is where we are with the issue. But as I was saying, the girl's uncle is very concerned that this could be happening in a school where girls are supposed to be protected. And he's hoping that the law will take its full course.
Albert Sori is Upper East Regional Correspondent. Fatao is still in the studio with me. Fatao, the Education Ministry has released a statement talking about their position on this matter. What does it say?
Absolutely, Gemma. So the ministry in this statement expresses grave concerns over the sexual abuse of a 14-year-old student with autism at the Bolgatanga Girls Senior High School in the Upper East Region by two watchmen employed by the school. It says, we condemn in the strongest terms any act of sexual abuse or exploitation of a child under our care. Schools exist to protect and nurture students, and any breach of that trust, particularly by adults entrusted with safeguarding vulnerable children, is unacceptable and will not be tolerated. So it says that the Honorable Minister has directed the Ghana Education Service to investigate the matter and report immediately to ensure that the victim receives all the necessary medical attention and counseling for her quick recovery. And then the last one, immediately reinstate the student into the boarding house.
Fatao Bayaga, thank you for your time. The Upper West Parliamentary Caucus has expressed satisfaction with the progress of the Big Push initiative, with several deplorable roads in the region receiving a massive facelift, led by its leader and member of parliament for Dafiama Busie Isa, Dr. Sebastian Sanderia. The caucus inspected ongoing construction works across parts of the region. The MPs say they are impressed with the pace and quality of work being done by the contractors.
For years, this road broke cars, broke backs, broke spirits. Today, it is breaking records because the Big Push is pushing.
I always use 4 to 5 hours, but I'm just at an hour, 20 minutes, and I'm in here.
4 to 5 hours, down to 1 hour, 20 minutes. That is not just time saved, that is life saved.
So when JM was saying it, a lot of people were having a lot of doubts. But it has really come to reality that what he has is saying has really come to pass.
Thursday, the Upper West Parliamentary Caucus came to see for themselves. From Mankuri, Heng, Nandowala, Kuntulo, JVC, Tumu, 5 contractors, 1 agenda, deliver.
Because we want that the roads will be done in good time and also of quality. Sure. Because you know how we struggle and how our roads are bad. So our people are crying and they want that, one, quality works, and the work should also be done in good time.
And one contractor got all the flowers, PNW Ganim Limited.
And at least so far we can say that the big push is pushing. The contractor is doing well. PW Ganim is known for his quality work. He's known for his industry. And he's known for his honesty.
Upper West Regional correspondent Rafiq Salam filed that report. Meanwhile, the Minister of Roads and Highways, Gavin Kwame Agbuja, has begun a tour of some big push projects in the Shanti region after visiting road projects in the Bunu and Ahafo regions yesterday. My colleague Nanaya Ujima is following the minister and joins me live with details. Nanaya, where is the minister currently and what has been his assessment of the projects?
Presently, the minister is within the Oforikwe municipality inspecting road projects in Emina and its environs. Before going to Emina, he was at Sewua within the Bosumchi municipality, which is also seeing some upgrade in road projects there. The Sewua road specifically is leads to the Sewua government hospital, and it's one of the very relevant or important roads within the Ashanti region. From there, he will move to the Swami Interchange and he will be inspecting works that are being done at the Swami Interchange project.
Now, the minister is also threatening to report some individuals to Yoko. What prompted this statement?
Exactly. According to the minister, there are some unscrupulous persons who are going to people who are affected by road construction within these areas. And these people, after the government has given them a figure for compensation, they go to the owners of these projects, and according to the minister, they negotiate further for upward adjustment of these amounts, even after government has given them what government says is fair. So what government is saying is that these unscrupulous persons who are going about and inciting these property owners to negotiate for more, they will be reported to the UOCO and the action will be taken. Let's listen to Gavin Kwame Agbuja, who is happy to be the minister.
Nanaya Ujima, thank you so much for your time. We'll bring that sound later in our subsequent bulletins. Still to come, the 2026-2027 English Premier League begins today. Who are you rooting for?
I can put Chelsea maybe fourth or fifth. City third and United fourth. I'll put Chelsea fifth.
And the wait is over. All is set for the start of the 2026 Republic Bank Joy News Habitat Fair First Mini Clinic. Details of these after the break.
Wait is over. Betano has landed. The world-class betting platform trusted by millions is here, bringing you the best in sports betting and gaming. Start strong with a welcome bonus up to 2,000 Ghana cedis. Boost your accumulators with Aka Boost. Cash out instantly with zero waiting time and discover exciting crash games like Aviator. Register today at betano.com.gh. This advert has been vetted and approved by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Gaming can be addictive, not for persons below 18 years.
This August, the Super Morning Show is done pretending. Sustainability isn't just tree planting. It's whether the systems we depend on actually last. Lights that stay on. Water that reaches the bucket. Food that nourishes people instead of rotting away. Roads that take us home instead of taking our lives. When things keep failing, that's a sustainability crisis. So this month, We're asking why. Why land guards still run our neighborhoods? Why food rots in veins while our neighbors sleep hungry? Why the road that killed your cousin still has no signage? Why half the water you pay for never reaches your bucket? Uncomfortable? Good. That's the point. Stay tuned to the Super Morning Show throughout August for Joy Sustainability Month, sponsored by MTN and Momo.
Presenting the ultimate bragging rights in front of him school.
It's that time of the year on the academic calendar. The National Science and Maths Quiz is back and bigger than ever. The nation's brightest minds, the sharpest reflexes, and the question that changes everything. For the first time, over 170 schools enter the arena. More schools, more rivalries. Only one school will lift the trophy and claim the bragging rights of Ghana's champion of science and maths. Who has what it takes? Catch the contest on Joy News, Joy Prime, Joy FM, and across all our digital platforms. Date, 20th August to 10th September 2026. The 2026 National Science and Maths Quiz is produced by Prime Time Limited and sponsored by the Ghana Education Service with supports from Goyle PLC, Prudential Life Insurance Ghana, UPay Money Transfer, Trustar AI, GTP, Bell Beverages, Didi Jollof, Spin City Laundromat. Broadcast on Joy News is sponsored by Vitamilk and the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants. Broadcast partners, Fruitelli, Excellent Series, Didi Shito, Nataraj, Virtual Security Africa, Left Signature, Doormaster, New Crystal Hospital, Palm University College, Ayuda, Family Health University, and Mist Water.
A new academic year is about to begin, and before our children return to school, let's put them in God's hands. Students, teachers, parents, and educational institutions across Ghana, this prayer is for you. On Saturday, 29th August, join Joy FM's Back to School Prayer Fest, a national on-air prayer gathering on Prayer Line, live on Joy 99.7 FM from 3 a.m. to 5:30 a.m., led by Pastor Atu Akwa, Pastor Kujo Frimpong, Pastor Mike Ni Abose, and a host of other anointed pastors for the maiden edition of the Joy FM Baptist School Prayer Fest. Before the books open, let's pray. Before the classrooms fail, let's commit the new academic year to God. Back to School Prayer Fest, 29th August 2026, 3 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. on Prayer Line, Joy 99.7 FM. Don't just prepare for school, prepare in prayer.
You're welcome back. It's now time for sports. Actually, is here. Actually, what's trending?
Yes, the Joy Sports Invitational is trending. We're 8 days away from that big event at the University of Ghana Stadium happening on Saturday, August 29. But for today, the world's focus is on the Premier League, which begins in North London. The defending champions, Arsenal, are taking on Coventry. But we hit the streets to hear your thoughts, and when I say you, the Ghanaians, on who you think is going to excel in this season's campaign.
Myself, I'm a Chelsea fan. Yeah, but what I can see, the signings people are doing, my team really like in the competition. Yeah, so even if I put them, I can put Chelsea maybe fourth or fifth. But from first, second, third, I would say Arsenal, they have the like chances of maintaining the Premier League. Yeah, they have chances. So I can predict Arsenal first, Liverpool second, sorry, City third, and United fourth. I would put Chelsea fifth, yeah. And if I would consider, maybe I can bring them to fourth.
Interesting.
Well, the action begins tonight at 7 p.m. when Arsenal take on Coventry. Speaking of Arsenal, one of their former players, Thomas Partey, he's found a new home. He signed a one-year deal with Saudi Pro League side Al-Shabaab Partey's deal with Villarreal ended last season. It was not renewed, and he's moved on to the Saudi club, who finished 13th in the Saudi Pro League last season.
Thank you very much, Victor Achutamaklo. Now, all is set for the 2026 Republic Bank Joy News Habitat Fair first mini clinic, with exhibitors ready for the start of the fair at the Achimota Retail Center. Exhibitors say they are ready to help prospective homeowners and those looking to give their homes a new facelift. My colleague Hannah Odame is there and joins us live with more. Hannah, what are some of the special deals and discounts patrons should expect this weekend?
So, Gemma, it's not